What you're about to hear is given a quaint identification called a monitor five-minute fill, which I don't know what it means, and you probably don't care. What we really mean is that if you listen for 5 minutes, we will fill your earlobes with nice sounds like, for instance, Roberta Flack. Well, I'd take a second to mention I was the first person in America to play this record, and then a record company received a gold record plaque and an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly.
Some of you heard Roberta Flack sing Killing Me Softly with his song, and some of you heard somebody stumble through the news. But maybe they didn't. I have 15 seconds before it counts, so I can do nothing for 15 seconds, for 10 seconds. I was getting a lot of trouble for not talking for 10 seconds on a radio here in New York. Got a program director fired for that.
Imus in the morning.
Actually, it's Imus on monitor. I went through that in the first half hour, but for those of you that were not with me, my name is Don Imus. Those of you that think you might know me and want to write me for money, forget it, because it's not going to happen. What are you guys all staring at me for? These guys on monitor used to working with. Remember when Ted Brown used to do this and Jim Lowe? You ought to see those guys in person. Losers, both of them, in the twilights of mediocre careers. Actually, they're both very good personal friends of mine. I've spent many glorious weekends with them and Holiday Inns all over America. I wanted to plug my two albums on RCA and my new single record, Son of Checkers, the Watergate case, available at record stores all over America. They would not let me do it. So now I'm going to plug a friend of mine who does a morning radio show in Los Angeles on KGBS, Ron Landry, who works with Emperor Hudson, Bob Hudson. The team's known as Hudson and Landry. You've heard, they have three comedy albums, and they had a hit single called Ajax Liquor Store. Remember that? First, we're going to play a record that I personally do not like, but upon receiving what the newspapers all over the country have been rumoring, considered a lot of, I don't want to talk about it. We're going to do something here that rock and roll disc jockeys all over America have made famous, and I'd like to dedicate this to the real Don Steele, KHJ in Los Angeles, before we talk to Ron Landry. And then as I'm going to talk, and then my group's going to sing Imus in the Morning just prior to Chicago singing Saturday in the Park. You're going to marvel at this.
Imus in the Morning.
Chicago, Saturday in the Park. I'm Imus on monitor. It's 22 minutes till the hour. Got some exciting stuff for you here just a second or two from now. I have Ron Landry of Hudson & Landry from KGBS in Los Angeles. They do the morning show out there. They're semi-insane. Three best-selling albums, one Grammy Award nominee record, the Ajax Liquor Store, and just sensational guys make nightclub appearances all over the country. And the reason I'm calling you, Ron...
Yeah, why? You know, why are you... Do we owe you any money?
No, you don't.
Okay.
Do I owe you any?
No, I don't think so. Not yet. Your record isn't quite number one in Los Angeles yet.
Okay.
But when it gets number one, it's the same deal, right?
Oh, yeah. Except how many TVs can you get? Can you use?
Well, I've got a place I can get rid of them.
Oh, okay. Listen, where's Hudson?
He's on vacation. He's out there. He told me he's going to spend 4 or 5 days trying to scrape up $50-$60 to get Andy Granatelli a new a raincoat.
Oh, I see.
I don't know what else he's doing other than that. Said he's going to write a book called My First Million, fiction.
We're having a Watergate weekend, sort of, on monitor.
Watergate weekend?
Yeah. Have you guys been doing any Watergate stuff?
We don't know. We haven't been getting into a lot of that. It changes too fast every day.
That's incredible. Well, the only thing I hope is Dean doesn't talk until my record hits the charts.
Oh, boy. Well, when Dean talks, it's all going to blast wide open, right?
I don't want to comment on that, Ron. Ron, do you have Do you have a Watergate story? I'm going to put you right on the spot.
Do I have a what?
Do you have a Watergate story or a Watergate joke?
A Watergate story or a Watergate joke?
Or any kind of story.
The only story that's making the rounds out here in California is at Will Wright's, which is an ice cream parlor. They have their flavor of the month, which is Watergate, and it only comes in one flavor, in peach. So you put me on the spot. That's exactly where I went.
Well, you came. Listen, you came up solid gold.
All right.
Ron, very nice to talk to you, man. Say hello to that dumb Hudson, will you?
I certainly will. And we're whaling with your record, Don.
I appreciate it, man. Have you guys got a new album or anything coming out?
No, we have. In the fall, we'll have an album.
Very good.
You know, Bob really resents it when you send us these stiffs and we have to play them. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Ron.
IMS in the morning.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? Did I hear you say he was a meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky?
She's 41 and her daddy still calls her baby. All the folks round Brownsville say she's crazy, 'cause she walks down.
Funky lady, Delta Dodd, 16 till the hour. I'm Imus on Monday. Saturday night, isn't there something? Well, if you'd, my hometown, Prescott, Arizona, is going to join us here in about 15 minutes. I'm so choked up about that. We have all kinds of excitement. Plus, Guy LeBeau, who's not one of my favorite people. It's kind of Rona Barrett of Rockefeller Center, along with the eyelashes. If you like sports, however, put another six-pack on ice or whatever, and Guy will actually cup his ear. And Guy right now is out in the lobby here at Rockefeller Center getting an exclusive report, as he's most famous for, from a sailor. What does that 10 mean? 10 seconds? Okay. Is Guy going to talk now? Nobody's going to talk. I'm going to say, Imus on a monitor beacon, and then eat it.
Robert W. Morgan.
Thank you.
Imus in the morning.
Hi, I'm Imus on monitor, back on a case. Isn't this something? Guy LeBeau, scant seconds from now. It's 15 before the hour. Elton John. Daniel. Sing something. John, Ed Daniel, isn't that something? I'm Imus on monitor. It's nearly 10 minutes till the hour. Hang on, America. It's like some help here in the studio with me. As I said, the almost the Raquel Welch of Rockefeller Center, Guy LeBeau. Will you hang loose? Because Guy is going to be, almost scant seconds from now. As a matter of fact, here is Guy.
Hello, everybody. This is Guy LeBeau, the Monitor Sports Desk. Item, Secretariat wins the Triple Crown. And the story. Never was a team more glued together by circumstance and by desire than the team of owner Penny Tweedy, trainer Lucien Laurent, jockey Ron Turcotte, and, of course, Superhorse Secretariat. Never was inevitable desire more definitely prophesied than for these four. Mrs. Tweedy, blue blood and mainline and all of that sort of stuff, is a now social kind of chick, one who believed in getting reward in working. So though she has more money than Don Imus has hair and his beard, she pursued a life work while her father, Mr. Tom Chenery, supervised his 2,500-acre meadow estate. When he died, Penny Tweedy assumed ownership and after some soul-searching, direction of the royal blue and white silks. Her irreversible dedication to win everything with Secretariat was her own personal way of a memorial to her father, she once told me so. To her team came Lucy and Lauren, father of Roger Lauren, already employed at Meadow Stables, and in him Mrs. Tweedy recognized the same kind of direction, forward and upward, that the father still had to show the son that he was alive and kicking, so Lauren had to show Roger he could win. Lauren's love affair with Secretariat was instant, and even before Secretariat had his great year as a two-year-old, Lauren declared Secretariat would win the Triple Crown surely. He said so again right here on monitor a year later. Lauren then fell friendly with jockey Ron Turcott, who missed the Triple Crown with Reaver Ridge, and he had to show the race world he wouldn't have missed if he had the best horse, and he had the best horse today, Secretariat. Biggest in years, fastest in years, and one can believe that Secretariat had something to prove, too, to prove that his sire, Bold Ruler, was not a sprint horse, as some said, after he was beaten by Gallant Man in 1957. Secretariat proved today that he had distance in him. He could have run all the way to Cincinnati. He had that much left. He set a new record of 2:26, and he broke Gallant Man's record, attained by Gallant Man, ironically, when he beat Secretariat's daddy, Bold Ruler, in 57. But after sentiment and emotion, there was the race today, still to be planned and executed. And Penny Tweedy told NBC correspondent Morrison Cruz, these are the orders that Ron Turcott had.
I think Ronnie was just told to do it as the race came up, to just use his own judgment, and he was telling us that he noticed in the warm-up that Sham didn't get very well warmed up, and that he would, so he didn't think Sham was going to run with him, so he decided to go, and go he did.
And as the plan began to work and Secretariat blazed away from Sham, who seemed immobilized at the backstretch, and opened 16 lengths, 17 lengths, 18 lengths, what was jockey Ron Turcott thinking about? This he told me.
Well, I'm going to win me Triple Crown. Please, Secretariat, don't stumble. Don't make any wrong move now. Yeah, don't break the leg or anything. And I was saying, Turcott, you hang on. Now, don't fall off.
And he didn't. And so it's over, and Secretariat may go to the International before going to stud for $6 million. That question was put to trainer Lucien Lauren.
Well, I don't know. Like Mrs. Tweedy says, he'll go to the barn first, he'll have a little rest, and if he doesn't have one, I will. And so's Mrs. Tweedy, I'm sure.
There is the inevitable lesson, too. Throughout his career, Secretariat has had only one inexplicable detractor, a guy with a small head featuring a big mouth, Pancho Martin, trainer of Sham. He has needled and scratched Lauren and company for years. Today, he committed the no-no of all time. He announced that Sham would beat Secretariat in the Belmont today. And it's very likely it got around to Secretariat. Never, repeat, never tell another athlete you're gonna take him. You don't believe me? Ask Muhammad Ali and mention Ken Norton. This is Guy LeBeau.
Guy, you could have ridden Secretariat and he'd have won.
I miss in the morning.
I was born from love, and my poor mother worked the night. I was raised on the good book of Jesus, till I read between the lines.
Part of the show, Dead Air, what is
now
this?
I can still remember him.
Isn't that something, Barbara Streisand? I used to read the Book of Jesus until I read Between the Lines. That line was written by Lauren Nero, who wrote the song, who take full credit for being a sort of semi-communist. I'm Imus on Monitor, known affectionately here in New York as Imus in the Morning, and in other parts of the country as also Imus in the Morning. So we work it that way. This is the Jazz Crusaders, and put it where you want it. Put it where you want it. Crusaders. I'm Imus on Monitor, almost an hour already, and they said I wouldn't last. Can you read that? Can you guys understand that? Well, stay with us. NBC Monitor, News in the Hour, and that's next. Are you listening, Mid-America? It's your boy, home at last, Imus on Monitor.
In the Morning.
Yellow.